You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about First Friday at the City Museum. Welcome Alyssa Borges, Curator of Public Programs, and Crystal Worrell, the December solo artist. Hello.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here today. Crystal, we will start with you. Would you please introduce yourself for our listeners who may not know who you are?
Absolutely. Kakia yu khat du asak. Yesh ayakhat sukahadi nakhatsati afna dakahidi yeshit shanguhidi yadi ayakhat gunana nakhatsati. Hello, my Tlingit name is Kakia, and my English name is Crystal Rose Dementif Worrell, or Crystal Worrell. I am Tlingit, Athabascan, and Yupik from Juneau, Alaska, and I am from the Raven Sockeye clan.
Thank you very much for that introduction. Your designs are so hot. For anyone who doesn't know, they kind of radiate from the center that is Trickster. They're everywhere. They've been everywhere for a couple of years on clothing, on jewelry, and much, much more. Trickster is the store downtown. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So Trickster Company, located downtown on Front Street. My brother and I opened the shop about 5 years ago. And we started as TricksterCompanySkateboards.com, and my brother Rico was hand-painting skateboard decks, and they would sell as soon as he made them, and he wanted to start designing other products, but without having to hand-paint everything. At the same time, I was finishing my degree. I got my BFA in Studio Arts from the Institute of American Indian Arts, and I had written a business plan to open a gift shop, art gift shop, downtown Juneau, the same time he had written one, and we swapped business plans, and we were like, I guess we're doing this. So we opened the Brick and Mortar about 5 years ago, and we do graphic design on all sorts of art products and gifts like skateboards, basketballs, longboards, clothing, athletic wear, baby wear. We illustrate children's books. Anything that form line looks good on, which is everything, will do.
That's awesome. But the work that's going to be on display this First Friday at the City Museum are actually paintings, your paintings, new works. And the title of the show is One Raven, Painting One Story at a Time. Would you tell us a bit about this series and how it came to be?
Absolutely. So the name One Raven is actually my first solo show was with Allison Bremner Marks, and it was called Two Ravens. And this time it's just me, so I was like, I'll just call it One Raven. And it's painting one story at a time because it's actually the original paintings that I painted this year for a children's book that is being published through Sealaska Heritage Institute's Baby Raven Reads program. And it's a new book that is also going to be released this Friday at Sealaska and the Trickster Company. It's called Cradle Songs of Southeast Alaska, illustrated by yours truly.
And you got a copy right there in your hand.
So if you want, you can pick up a book and you could bring it up to the museum and I can sign it and you can see the originals. Yeah.
That sounds terrific. What a good loop that would make if you're doing the gallery walk this Friday. We have a sneak peek image here on the website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Could you please talk about this image?
Yeah, so the painting is called Two Boys Fishing, Salmon Boys, and it's based on this story that was written by Charlie Joseph, and it goes like this. Come here, little boys. The dog salmon are schooling up in the stream. You can spear one.
It's beautiful. I love the colors so much. And, of course, the form line is there. Can you tell me a little bit about what you were thinking or feeling when you painted this?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that. So my uncle takes me out on the boat often to go fishing. And a lot of the colors I see, I try to interpret and sort of amplify in my paintings. When I go out there, I go hunting and hiking with him. I see the tundra and the moss and the color of the water and the mountains are just colors that I never see anywhere else. So I wanted to capture that feeling that it gives me when I look at it in the landscape and how I feel when I'm out fishing. A lot of the art also has form line design on it. I am a current apprentice of Haida artist Robert Davidson, so I have been studying with him the past 2 years in Vancouver, B.C., to practice and learn the principles of form line design. So this show is also sort of a tribute to post Robert Davidson apprenticeship.
Excellent. I love the colors around here as well, but they're so hard to capture in like a photograph, never does it justice. So I think your painting captures it exceptionally well.
Thank you.
Yeah. And there's a lot more of this going to be on display at the City Museum this first Friday. Alyssa, have you seen the paintings yet?
I am so lucky that I work in the museum and I get to see every show going up. So this week I've watched Crystal hang her pieces, and it just transforms the gallery with each new show. And the colors, especially now that it's getting so dark, are just really warm. You know, it just makes you feel really happy. And there was a day where it was just snowing really thick outside, and these paintings were going up at the same time. And I just was, just makes you feel really happy. And they're wonderful. The one thing that I learned about Crystal's work that I find really interesting is she does the traditional Tlingit form line design and Athabascan traditional beadwork design. And so some of the pieces, you see both. And that's really, really interesting to me. So
beadwork designs represented in paintings?
Yeah. So a lot of my paintings, you'll see a floral pattern or seaweed pattern. That's based on beadwork from Athabascan territory. My mother taught me to bead when I was a little girl, and that just stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can all see the paintings on Friday, December 6th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the free reception. And there will be another opportunity to interact with Crystal the very next day, Saturday, December 7th, at Coffee and Collections. Alyssa, do you have the details about
that? Yeah, I do, and Crystal can speak to it as well. But Coffee and Collections is a free event, free coffee provided by Heritage Coffee Company. And it starts at 10:30 and goes till noon. And Crystal will be presenting both about her show, but also as her life living between both Juneau and Vancouver, BC, and she mentioned her apprenticeship. She'll be talking more about that too, and she'll have slideshow and some video footage. So it's a really wonderful way to get to know a little bit more about the artwork through the artist, and I encourage people to come out for this. It'll be a good one.
Thank you, and thank you so much for talking about your work with me today, Crystal. It's been it's a real honor, and I appreciate you taking the time to come in and answer some of my questions.
Yeah, merci for having us.
Yeah, Alyssa, any other info or updates about December at the City Museum that you'd like to share?
I just want to make sure people remember that we have a museum store with local artists' work, and we have a lot of things in there now that Crystal has created, as well as her brother Rico. So great gifts for stockings or just any, you know, for Christmas. We've got jewelry. And I believe I was trying to figure out, if in your earrings, do you have both the Athabascan and the Tlingit designs?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can get, you can see that in her earrings as well. There's ornaments, there's beautiful note cards, just a lot of new things. And also we have things by M.K. McNaughton. We've got jigsaw puzzles and that are created from her paintings, as well as puzzle postcards that she's created. And so we've really been trying to cultivate all local artists into our museum store. So remember to come for that. And then I just want to remind people that winter admission is completely free at the museum. And this month for December, it's free thanks to the Pioneer Igloo number 6. So come on up. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. We stay open later for First Friday, of course. So definitely hope to see people.
Great. Thank you. And lots more information about everything that's happening on the City Museum's website, which is very easy to find online. Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much for being here today. And I hope you have a wonderful First Friday.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you Friday.
See you Friday.